The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise God. The dawning of God's day, or the day of God. I see a culmination, a putting together. In other words, it is not an event. This dawning is not an event. This dawning is a result. In other words, so much has been happening that this is a breaking. Hallelujah. You remember Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, "And we shall live in his sight." That scripture. Hosea 6 or 6 4. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Computer, if you can get it from me, I will be glad. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Hallelujah. Then shall we know. Can we read that together? I like that verse. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. If we follow on to know the Lord, we shall know. We shall know. I remember my grandmom would say that those days, because I spent a lot of appreciable time with my grandmom. She said, "Go and read. Test is coming. Exam is coming." We say, "We are reading." She would say, "Okay, when your result is out, we shall know whether you have been reading." Praise God. When the result is released, we shall know. You know that time you bring a report card. We shall know whether you have been reading. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. So, God is saying the whole program right from the beginning is that God says, He's saying, "Come and know me." So, you are to follow on to know. But the church got to a point we veered off. We now follow to get. So a whole large crowd, congregation, we gather first service, second service, third, just to get. So it became a big problem. So you see, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Hallelujah. Purpose is important in everything we do. And it's key. If the purpose of school is not known, then you have school abuse. If the purpose of marriage is not known, it's marriage abuse. If the purpose of a wife is not known, it's wife abuse. If the purpose of a husband is not known, it's husband abuse. If the purpose of a child is not known, it's child abuse. If the purpose of church is not known, it's church abuse. So what we have had many years is abuse upon abuse upon abuse. And why is God not revolting? God is not revolting because He had set the end from the beginning. So it is important for everyone who will come along the line to know that the death of Jesus is to meet God's needs, not yours. So you are blessed when you come along. So in other words, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. He is going forth, is already prepared. How? As the morning. Is going forth, is prepared. Can we all shout prepared?
Prepared.
Shout it, please.
Prepared.
Is going forth, is prepared. As the morning. That preparation is the morning. But it's something that will happen. It's something that God is set to break forth. And so, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain unto the earth. And that is key. It shall come to us as the rain, as the latter rain unto the earth. So the earth is important in the scheme of things with God. Otherwise, why would Jesus say, pray like this? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on the earth, not in heaven. So today we have a church that is heavenly conscious, meanwhile the kingdom is earthly conscious. We are not supposed to escape if we understand that the reign of God is on the earth. Excuse me, if you run away, so, and you don't know that certain things are supposed to be put in place for him to done, then we will be sailing like he taught this morning. It's not just that you are not doing the will of God. You might be doing something God said, but there is a way he wants it done. He that knoweth how to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Hallelujah. So there are all kinds of sins that are different, like you heard this one, different from what flesh can do. There is a sin in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is coming. God is coming. But before God will come, he needed to also raise men. There must be a company that can house him when he comes. God is going to dawn. There must be a company. There must be a people in the midst of which he will dawn. Hallelujah. God is going to break forth. But you see, it's not his target. It's not the whole earth. His target is that few. That few can be how many billions? The few who have been prepared. The few who have been expectant. The few who have not diverted their attention to something else. And so God is saying, there is something that is about the earth. There is something about the earth. There is something about the earth. If you don't understand, you know, when they play ball, maybe Nigeria versus Ghana, 11-11. Others are on reserve bench. And then they are playing. After you have practiced with all the skills, the part that footballers don't like, when they say there's a free kick, and they say you are the one that will play it. And before you say they should position the ball for you to play, the referee at the other side is lifting up a board. And you see the number. I say, no, you are the one. Come out. You say, who are they talking? You say, shh, come out. We want to replace you. What? You see footballers will remove boots and stone. Because the guy wants to shine now. At the time he just wants to shine, they lift up that nonsense and say, come out. Come out from where? And then someone will come out. He can no longer sit on the reserve bench. He's leaving that place, going somewhere to go and say, you are the auntie Basho, you should get here. Now, I said that to say this. Most times we do not know that God is not about to make you shine. God is not working to make you shine. It's not about that you are now the one to be celebrated. We have had that in the past. One champion in the midst of very many irrelevant purpose. And then when that one champion goes, what happens? Everything scatters. So God is not leaving this game to you. God is saying, I am the one that want to dawn, not you. And if it is not seen from that perspective, you will shine before you are supposed to shine. Because your shining is in His shining. Your rest is in His rest. Your breakthrough is in His breakthrough. Your success is in His success. That you can say, thank you, Jesus. It is done well because you know God is pleased. Because the moment you start learning to move with God, you must ask this question and answer it. They told John, who are you? And I discovered that the very beautiful revelation John gave to us from that scripture was to know who he was not. So I came to this conclusion. If you don't know who you are not, you can't come into who you are. I am not the Christ, he says. He said, give us a word so that we can have something to say to those who sent us. I am not. Who are you? So the same man came up to something else and he said, I must decrease and he must increase. That is the mindset. That is the mind of somebody on a pilgrimage. That is the mind. That is the mind the church is supposed to have. If we have that mind, there will never be anything called mega church. We will not have mega God. Today we have mega churches. No mega God anywhere. Because of emphasis. And this emphasis, check it deeply. There is flesh inside. No, you are not the one that will bring sacrifice. It's the one that will determine what is the sacrifice. Your obedience is when you bring what he is requesting from you. Praise God. So he must increase. Can we all shout that?
He must increase.
Shout that, everybody. So when we start hearing that God wants to dawn, understand that if a people are not prepared, it's like Pastor B said the other time, it's not in the lingua, it's not in the words. Hallelujah. There is something about what God is doing. He only brought people into it. And since God brought people into it, God started having problems. Remember Jonah? He spoke to the sea. The sea obeyed. He spoke to the fish to swallow Jonah. Fish obeyed. He spoke to man. Man went the opposite direction. He has always been a problem. And why is God not giving up? He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? God made him in his image and after his likeness. So God will not give up on man. And I'm giving praise to him that he's not giving up on us. Hallelujah. So all the program of God, he has calibrated everything in light. Because it is by light salvation is possible. Amen. Now, if God had stepped into the scene from the beginning, the whole program of God would have been, you know, it wouldn't have made any sense. Hallelujah. So God also has different days. There is this scripture in John chapter 8. Jesus spoke something that was very, very key. Hallelujah. Let's just see John chapter 8. Let me read from verse 50 or so, thereabout. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. There are many things that you have heard today. Hallelujah. You know, he told them in John chapter 11, if a man believes me and he dies, he shall live. If a man believes me and he dies, he shall live again. If a man lives and believes, he shall never die. But Jesus understood that there was no way they could understand. He now asked, do you believe this? Do you believe this particular one? So that is to let us see that there are many things locked up in God. Hallelujah. There are many things locked up in God. Now God came up with what is called good news, otherwise called gospel. You know, gospel has something they call hope of the gospel. So good news is life eternal. When you say something is good, it's not that the man bought a new car. Huh? When you say a news is good, not that his wife got pregnant. From God's perspective. When you say good, it means the man is sharing in what God has. God says, this is good news. I want to give you what I have. So what I have coming to your realm, you is good. Praise God. Coming to your realm is good. But God understands that we are men. And as men, we have our things. So scripture says, for God, Jesus could not commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. Every man has his things. Now, these things of men, they are the things that will not allow the day, or what have been slowing down the dawning of the day of God. Hallelujah. God gave us life. I tell people, there is nothing to be arguing or fighting about. What God has and everything God has is life. Hallelujah. So the gospel, that gospel of life, is not a doctrinal thing for a particular church. And say, no, that is their own. Our own is prosperity. No, it's not like that. Everything about God is life. Scripture calls it Zoe. Right? Everything about God is life. You must understand who God is. But you must also know that there is a life of God as different from the life from God. Hallelujah. Life is the gospel, is the preaching, is the message. Go and let them live. If any man believes in me, he shall not die. If he shall not die, it means he has life. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Everlasting life is that domain of God, whatever is oozing out from him. But eternal life is that which is within himself, which angels cannot share in. Praise God. So God is saying, if I am going to dawn, I am coming with my things. But you must be prepared by taking that which I have released to prepare you for that which I am coming to bring. So it's not a debate. It is not supposed to be a fight. Were you the one that wrote the Bible? I tell people, one best way to convince anybody about any concept in the Bible, if you preach it, they don't hear, leave it. Leave. Leave it. Don't fight about everlasting life, eternal life. Just believe it and let them see the quality of that life as different. They will give you definition. Because in some circles of theologians, Greek Bible is not strong enough to convince them. And the New Testament is Greek. It doesn't matter what you say in some circles. Once they know it doesn't, it's not from the Mosaic thing. It's not Moses. Are you with me? So go back to where we were. Praise God. John chapter 8. I was reading from verse 51. Okay, 51. Now, verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast what? Everybody. What do you mean by your saying? You have a devil. So Jesus too, I was befitted. Because they didn't understand what was going on. Abraham is dead. Why did they start with Abraham? Was he the first to be dead? They should have started with Adam. But why was the first man who died? Abraham is dead, and the prophet, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. 53. Are thou greater? What is the battle here? Father, our father. There was something they were protecting. There was something they were protecting. When you see people argue vehemently in a certain way, there is something they are protecting. My point today is stop protecting anything. Stop protecting anything. You are too small to protect anything. You know our job? Our job is show it. Somebody says it's a medical doctor. He says it's a lie. You're not a medical doctor. He says, yeah, I'm a medical doctor. He says, I'm a doctor. He says, okay. Just look for something that do something. Am I communicating? Do something. You will understand that your argument will cease. Praise God. Are thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? Whom thou makest thou thyself? What are you calling yourself? Who are you? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my father that does what? That honoreth me. He of whom ye say that he is your God. You say that he is your God. I say he is my father. Excuse me. Both revelations are correct. But is God not God? Is God not father? Now to some he is God and is not father. To another one, he is father and God. Are you getting that? So there was this argument going on. So what's going on? So the real person here is God. But Jesus said, the one you call God, your God. You are the one who is calling him your God. That was why you quickly link him with Abraham. Because it was Abraham, he actually called, I am the God of Abraham. Okay? You became children by proxy. You have not fulfilled any sayings. You have not fulfilled any obedience. So though Abraham was given that assurance that God is his God, but you, because of your fruit, you are of your father, the devil. And that is serious. So, meaning in their flesh, because they were circumcised, they resemble Abraham. In their spirit, because they were uncircumcised, Philippians chapter 3, they were of the devil. So you see, they were two in one. But we are going somewhere. Hallelujah. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. This is beautiful. Beautifully powerful. Everybody shout and say, I know him. So this is what we are emphasizing in this conference. It must be him. It's not the dawning of brother A or sister Z. It's the dawning of God. So you must be interested in the dawning of God and how God intends to unveil himself. You can't fight that. Praise the Lord. He said, but I know him, and if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and I keep keep his sayings. So those sayings that the father kept giving his son were the things that brought understanding to the son. Don't forget, Jesus also walked by faith. Catch this, everybody. Jesus left a realm and came to another realm. This new realm he came to, according to Philippians, he says, he became a servant. Hallelujah. Because he had taken on flesh. So on this level, he was simply walking by faith. He was simply walking by faith. And he had hope. And then he had love. As he was walking by faith every day, he came to discover by faith that he was the Son of God. It was not a knowledge that he brought from heaven. Let me ask you, where were you before you came here, everybody? Oh, you say, well, we were in heaven. Can anybody here stand up and tell me your experiences in your heaven before you came, before your mother gave birth to you? Even our mothers at the back there, imagine your baby is telling you, Mommy, I am older than you. I was 300 years old before you gave birth to me. Eh? I am sure you will call pastor for deliverance. So Jesus had a being, had a stature. Scripture says, though he was God, he dropped all that. And when he came into human flesh, all that information didn't drop with him. So he was walking by faith, opening books, and discovered by books. This was why he had to be honored. Because he found that there was a saying, there is a commandment, there is a declaration, there is a way he should go. For the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. He fulfilled those obedience and stepped into God. Then God said, you are God. God said, you are God. After he had worked something. Now he says, you have to know that God is working something. Your father rejoiced to see my day. When did he see his day? Your father rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. So Jesus had his day. So he could project the day of his God. That day was the day of visitation. Hallelujah. Remember Luke 1:78. We read here last night or two nights ago. Praise God. It talks about that great light coming from on high. Hallelujah. Through the tender mercy of God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. Jesus said, Abraham saw my day. And he was glad. Then the Jews, I don't know how those guys got stones. It's like anytime they are going for service, say, what do we have today? Bible study? Have you prayed your Bible? What about the stones? That Jesus boy, you know, was a young man just before 30, is likely going to come here. Right? So when they say, open your Bible, they shift the stone. The mother that man shifts you. Let's watch this guy. As you open, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. They were not hearing anything, just waiting for him to offend. Just to offend. And the moment he released one word, bam, like this, hey, Jacob, Israel, where's the stone? And you'll be hearing two. I wonder. Those guys, wonderful people. They throw stone inside temple. They will be throwing stones. So you understand that this journey of the Lord, not be small matter. If those who projected it received stones, the disciples, all of them who projected these things, they landed in prison forever. Imagine you preach one sermon, you sleep in prison for 3 weeks, and from there prepare a message for the ones that when they are being released, you now preach again. Gospel ministry is beautiful when you are preaching in suit. You are using earpiece. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Your car, you know, you don't like kind of things, but you are using the best of cars. You know, no problem. You see that the thing when God go kill for our life plenty you. Until it will become Him and Him alone. You see why God is not rushing. I can say I hate vanity. Meanwhile, I am by my look projecting vanity. I hate the world. It's only what I am saying. But in practical reality, it is the world that made this whole thing possible. If there is no light now for me to use microphone, I will be screaming, you won't hear me. Those who didn't really like the world, now mouth that they preach you. When you see the disciples, none of them die well, no burial ceremony. Go and find out. The one that didn't stone, they saw. You don't just say, and they love not their life until death. Not be preaching, no. They are saying that you have loved, you have followed sayings. You have obeyed and obeyed and obeyed until you started losing yourself. You can deliver a child of God from sin, but it's difficult to deliver him from himself. And his desires and his lusts. Ah. Satan is small before man. I have told people, you see man, fear man. Man can use God, he can use Satan. Oh, he said, don't worry. It's Satan that is using him. Mom said, who told you Satan is using me? I only employed him to carry out what has been in my mind. Men can employ Satan to carry out divinations. And for your information, he has also stepped to the pulpits. That was what that pastor was speaking about some 2 days ago. Thereabout. All kinds of things are happening. The reason is we have not understand that. We have not come to understand that this whole thing is about God. Okay, why are we fighting? Why is one pastor fighting another pastor? Why is one minister fighting? Why are we using preaching to fight? It must be that we are protecting something. And that thing, if it is God, then we shouldn't fight. That was what he was teaching about love. Fervent love. Why am I fighting you? Why are you fighting me? The reason for fight is because there is something I want to defend. And it's not God. It's not God. So I thank God for the theme of this year's life campaign. The dawning. So at the point where God's dawning begins, there is shaking. There is shaking because our cares will be like the cares of the rich young ruler. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That seemed to be the focus. And Jesus said, obey the commandment. Which one? Which one? Because I've kept all of them from my youth. Thou shalt not do that. And I have kept everything. Which one is left? And then Jesus said to him, Jesus beholding him, loved him, and said, one thing is still what you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have. Give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure where? In heaven. And then that's all. And come, take up your cross, the cross, and follow me. Take the cross and follow me. At that time, the cross will cross out your life. What cross represents is to cross out natures. Cross, if it can save a sinner to become righteous. A cross can alter physical nature. It can also alter spiritual nature. So what the cross does is to cross out our life. Cross out our likes. Cross out our desires. Cross out that our lusts. So that what will be left will be what God wants. 10 minutes more. I promise 30 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Give me Romans chapter 13. I will end there. We are blessed. I will read it from, because of my time, from verse 10 or 11. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the times, that now it is high time to do what? Awake out of sleep. For now is our what? Salvation nearer than when we believed. Do you believe this? Come on, do you believe this? Our salvation is nearer than when we believe. Verse 12. Everybody together, let's read together as one family. 3, 5, go. The night is fast spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on what? The armor of light. So in the season when God is ready to break forth, light begins. Light begins to shine. Chapter 2, 1 John tells us, now the true light is shining. That is how you know when God is about to break forth. Light begins. And this light, what does it mean? Is revelation, is illumination, is education. This light is the truth being unveiled. You start hearing certain emphases that you didn't hear in the previous season. Hallelujah. Now, if we don't follow those emphases as the Spirit of God is inspiring them around us, what it will mean is that it will not culminate. Don't forget, I told us when I started that the dawning of the day of the God's day is what? Is a culmination. That means it's like saying things have been happening. You understand? Yeah, you are not coming to the end. When God says end time, when God says end of a thing is not 1 minute, it's not 24 hours. When God says now we have come to the end, that can go for another 400 years. So, but within that space, you start seeing lights, 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 lights. Now, before anything can become your armor, it means you could fight with it. Follow me. Follow me. I'm tying it up now. I just want to add this little bit. No more, much teaching. But we are blessed already. Say amen. Amen. You can't call anything armor except you could defend yourself with it. Except you could launch an attack with it. Let us put on the armor called light. The armor called light. Remember the fight between David and Goliath? Huh? David said, what will happen to the man who will bring down the head of this guy? They said, the king will give him his daughter as a wife. Beautiful. Okay. But that was not what was propelling David. The man insulted the name of the Lord. Right? But David ran towards this man. And when they saw that David was running towards this man, they said, this guy will commit suicide. Saul screamed, call him back. Hey, come back, come back. Come back. They don't fight like that. Where is this boy? Bring out the armor. My own personal armor. And then they brought out Saul's personal armor. Gave it to David. We are this one. You can't face that Goliath like that. A small boy. We are this thing. If there was strength in that thing, why didn't you wear it? You have been here since before the boy brought food. Why did you not wear it? If the thing was working. For 40 days, one guy became a terrorist. He was lambasting everybody. Nobody could wear that armor. But that armor was light for Saul, but was darkness to David. So what was it that David was used to? The name of the Lord, which was symbolized in that stone. So you can't call anything your armor if you have not launched an attack with it before. How many of you can fight with light? Can use light to fight? Have you not read scripture tells you that you fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life? Can you use eternal life for an advantage? So this is the reason for this kind of conference, where you will hear sayings, where you will hear sayings, where you will hear sayings that you are required to believe. You are required to believe. And the essence of this is because of God, who is coming to dawn. So in other words, because a relay, if it doesn't happen in my season, you don't really care. So long as your bit has been done, you have handed over the baton to the next generation. That was how the apostles lived. Living expecting death anytime. The way they lived, they knew what they had. They preached it. They died for it. Am I communicating? And they handed these things over to the next people. Listen to me. If it doesn't happen, says the apostles, if it doesn't happen in my time, don't worry. This is the more sure word of prophecy. God has said it is coming to happen, and it will happen. I may not see it in my time. Yeah, Peter will talk. I may not see it in my time. That was because the focus was balanced. God. Am I communicating? But when there is a hidden agenda, you are afraid. Can you imagine that whatever we preach, whatever we project, can you just imagine that you step out of the scene? That God says, my daughter, my son, step out of the scene. And then you are seeing the people and the things you have taught. Are you sure it can last if you step out? Did you get it? So what is your armor? So when you hear light, don't fight light. That is the beginning. Light, revelation, truth. Some people say, well, this revelation of a journey. Mm-mm, you don't understand. Revelation is not about man. We are trying to unveil God, who has clothed himself like onions. Have you seen onion before? Onion, ball of onion. That's how these things we are. This God is. Today you say we are having prophetic experience. You open. Praise God, so beautiful. You see the one we have opened up. Next time we are coming in live campaign 2023. You see, there are still more layers upon. Are you with me, somebody? Upon layers to be unraveled, to be opened, you must keep on believing. The disciples of that is how to make progress. Every time Jesus showed a sign, the Bible says, and the disciples believed him. That is not all. Tomorrow he will do another one again. He said, what? And the Bible says, and the disciples believed him. Another one, he said, what? And the disciples believed him. They kept on believing. Even at the time he left the earth. Acts chapter 1, scripture says, when he resurrected, they asked him, will you at this time restore to us the kingdom? These are people who have believed, who have made progress. He still did not. I don't know. Do you get my point? They still didn't understand the fullness of God. That is how God is. The one that is revealing to us. Believe it. When you believe, the light of that one shines on your heart. Then it becomes your defense. It becomes your armor. It is in the midst of light that images are formed. It is with light images are formed. There was a time. Remember those of Kodak? When people take film, pictures. Huh? You go to the dark room. I've forgotten those stuff now. Dark room. And then you have to make sure there's no light anywhere. And then you take light, take the film, then push the light and get what they call a paper. What do you call that paper? Negative. No, the paper. There's the paper. Postcard. And then the images move from that one and then go. And then it's turned upside down. But when it lands on that one, it turns upward. Hallelujah. That is how it is. The light will keep coming. He said the light will keep shining brighter and brighter and brighter until the day dawns. You are not the one that will say it's enough. It is until the day dawns. So your job is, as the light is coming, keep receiving the light, because our hearts, there's all kinds of darkness there. So as the light is coming, it's first dispelled, you know, dealing with darkness in our soul, and then it's forming and taking an image. Something is happening until the day dawn. Then the day star appear in your heart. Can you rise up to your feet? It's time for the day star to arise. It's time to believe until the day star will arise. We trust the Lord. I want us to pray in the spirit and just pray, God, help me. It's not about me. It's about you. It's not about any man. It's about you. God, help us. We are trusting you until this light will become our armor. Yes, sabare ke posa. Nelega kasevre engrosiba. Nikapalabasa klosopadaska. Mifranehe kloloska. The darkness will be removed. Darkness will disperse. That darkness will be removed. Now the light of God will shine. That I will come into understanding. Come into the place of truth. We come into the place of truth. Come into the place of light. That He alone will find that expression. Now when that day dawns, the true light is shining. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818, or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.